Okay, so questions, because right now, if I don't do, right now, I gotta do something today, because I can't raise any money without a checking account.
Now, Condrey, I can't get to it today.
Okay, don't worry about it. I'll do it. I can do it. I can do it. It's not that hard. Okay.
Good morning.
I don't know who you're talking to or why they're telling you this, but you just think you've got a whole lot of trouble. So make sure Sandy knows what's going on. If Sandy says it's okay, then fine, but you've got to be careful with
good morning.
All that income that you get is attributable to you,
yes.
And you have to have a legitimate way to zero it out, and I don't see what that legitimate way is.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, Jesse. Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, Jesus. Oh, where's the checking account?
What?
I got money, and they can't write a check, and I can't spend. I'm spending money out the wazoo, because you can't commingle funds.
Right. And you can't open a checking account until you've got an EIN.
I got an EIN, but I don't have the article number for it. So.
How did you get an EIN without either an LLC or an S-Corp?
You don't have to. Not when you do it online. But you can't open an account without having your article papers.
So what was your other option, an LLC?
Mm-hmm. But that ties to me personally.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
No.
No, it's
For legal purposes, an S-Corp and LLC are virtually the same. They can sue my S corp, or if I had an LLC, they could sue my LLC just the same. They're not suing me.
But they can't.
I didn't start the Mevo, by the way. For personal.
No, no.
Keeping your business out of the company's business.
This is not my business. That's what I'm trying to say. So. It's
what the heck is going on? Why is Chrome keep?
It's an LLC. When I file taxes,
right?
All come together, right?
When you either way, it's a pass through entity.
So if I do this as a, this is a pain in the butt.
We got to figure out how to monetize this Facebook thing because we're reaching a lot of people.
We got a guy doing it on the backside. His name is Jason. Remember?
Yeah.
20%?
Yeah.
That's what he does. Remember when we get to $1 million?
So where are we at now?
Probably about $1.50 because I haven't done anything. Ooh. Is it hot yet?
Yes.
Okay, just check.
You need a shopping trip with my wife.
Larry Walk is on this show, on this station now.
Who?
Larry Paul. Larry, we got a window advertising.
Oh.
That's not mine.
Uh-oh.
Ready?
I'm ready. Always
I'm ready.
I don't know why they say that. It has to reflect. Everybody agrees with me.
Not me.
Did you find that funny? That's not funny. That's real. Everybody agrees with me, right? Yeah. Yeah, everybody agrees with me. Didn't you know that? Good morning and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Our call-in number here is 516-595-8258. Got Sticks Lloyd Burt in the studio with me. I'm Tracy Winbush. Got Josh engineering for me, and he's laughing at me because I'm saying, I don't know who disagrees with me. Do you disagree with me, Sticks?
Occasionally.
But I'm always right.
No, I agree with you when you're wrong.
But
I'm
a
always
woman.
Right.
I'm always right.
Jeff knows it all. Mark knows everything.
And I'm never wrong. So, have you not learned this?
Sorry.
Where's your coffee?
Between the four of us, we're all right. I was waiting for it to cook because
the water wasn't hot.
The water wasn't hot. The machine wasn't on.
So whose fault is that?
You were here before I was.
First person
in the door is supposed to make coffee.
Not when
everybody. That's the rules.
That's not the rules.
That's the rules. Every place I've ever worked, first person in the door makes coffee.
A curried coffee, and the first person in the room makes. Come on.
Well, they got to at least make sure the machine's on, so the next guy can get a cup of coffee.
But
you said make sure there's water in there because I've been drinking coffee like it's going out of style.
But you didn't. No, you don't always drink coffee, so sometimes I have it on and you don't drink any.
But you're just heating water. You're not like
I have to push
wasting
the
coffee.
That's energy.
I don't think this office isn't separately metered, is it?
Yeah, it's separately metered.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You want me to expend energy?
So you want me to give you a dime?
No, just give me a dollar.
A dollar. I don't think I got anything.
You got a dollar?
I got nothing smaller than 100.
I'll take it. No problem. Hey, Sticks.
What?
Attorney General Barr, can people please tell me what in the world is going on? Sticks, you know I'm moving.
Well,
I've moved. I've been out of the loop. I'm working. I've got Sheriff David Clark coming to town on April the 30th. I'm trying to work on
this. Yeah, I'm looking
stuff.
Forward to that.
I have him in Cleveland. He's going to be here in the Mahoning Valley. Anybody interested in going to see Sheriff David Clark needs to call the Mahoning County Republican Party. Sticks, what in the world is going on here? Can they please get off of Mueller? I don't even know who Mueller is.
The mainstream media has been feeding this drug to people for a year and a half now that when Mueller's report comes out, the president's going to go to jail. And there was nothing in it. And now they don't know where to crap or go blind.
They don't know where to crap or go blind.
Yeah.
Can somebody please?
Because here's the hilarious thing. They keep talking about Attorney General Barr because he's a political appointee.
Right.
I think every attorney general is a political appointee.
It usually is.
And I seem to remember Eric Holder being held in contempt of Congress as a political appointee. So why is the pot calling the kettle black around here?
Because people are, oh, Sticks, this is so insane. I'm serious.
These people are looking for a
peaceful news day.
That's not going to happen.
I got Mueller. I got Oka. I got Agis.
Nielsen just resigned.
Yeah.
Under duress.
Why was she under duress?
Well, she was asked to resign.
Why?
And the head of the Secret Service too. He just got handed his hat.
Why are we handing all these people? Is this all about the drain, the swamp?
I think it's clean the floor and start all over again. Because what the president wants done isn't getting done.
What does he want done? Does anybody know?
He wants the border closed. He wants the border closed. He wants the illegal immigration stopped.
Okay.
I mean, people need to understand, we're getting 100,000 people a week sneaking across our border.
Okay. What's wrong with that? We're open borders.
What happens? That's 100,000 people, and not only that, they're dropping them off in a suburb near you because they don't have any place else to put them.
And what's wrong with that?
What would Youngstown City Schools do if they dropped 100 brand new kids in their school system? 100,000.
100,000 right now, be happy because what they call the ADM.
What's an ADM?
ADM is ADM week is when they count the students.
Oh, okay.
And you get paid for every student that's there. So if you have X amount of, if you have 100 students, you may get $7,500 for every student that's enrolled at that time during ADM week. Now, if you come after ADM week, they go bankrupt.
Okay, well, what if they drop them off next week?
They go bankrupt. You can't only come in ADM week.
Because that's what's happening all over the country, and they're not telling the local communities they're doing it. They're just unloading people at bus stops.
You can't load people off. You can't drop people off.
That's
the
what
bus
the federal
stuff.
Government's doing, because they have no place to put them on the border, so they're just dropping them off.
Well, can they bring them to Youngstown and then bring some jobs?
We got plenty of jobs.
No,
we just don't have any, we just don't have anybody to do them.
No sticks, we don't.
When was the last time you saw? When was the last time you saw billboards of people, good paying employers saying, "I need people"?
Sticks, we don't have jobs.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't. Let me see this. Okay, take that back. Let me and think about this. We have there are jobs that are available, but the jobs that are available are not skillful.
Yes, they are.
Well, okay. Let me see this gift.
There isn't a skill. I'm going to argue with that.
Hold
go
on.
Ahead.
Okay. Either we have skilled jobs or no skilled jobs. There are no in between.
That's
jobs.
Not true either.
What's not? What? That pay well.
$16.85 ain't paying well.
No. Yeah, let me see. Speaking of $16.85 paying well, let me tell you something I found out yesterday, and this is really under my skin, and it's going to be the whole theme of the day. Youngstown Police Department. We pay our entry-level officers to go catch a bullet for $15 an hour.
Okay, and how long does it take them to move up the ladder?
12 years.
They don't get a raise for 12 years.
They haven't gotten a raise in years. But they
don't get promotions. They don't get anything.
No. When they went into contract, and I can't go into total detail, and I need to find somebody to come in and actually talk about it. Maybe I'll bring somebody in from the FOP. I'm going to call Rick Ally today. But when they negotiated this contract, they actually were trying to be considerate to the city because they were having financial problems. So they said that the early rank and file, when the first entry level be at the here, and then they would have a
two-tiered wage system.
They have a step program, or some kind of tier program. And they took out some tiers. So they got 12 tiers or something stupid like that. So by the time they get to $30 an hour, and you got to understand, Boardman pays more, Akron pays more. So anybody that Youngstown has become the training ground for all the areas around. So now we're bleeding police officers that we've already trained.
Right.
To go to other areas who have either more money, less crime, or whatever, because we are not paying our officers what they're due. And $15 an hour, it should be an insult.
But what's the benefit package worth?
Not worth it. $15 an hour to catch a bullet is not worth
it
for
the benefit package
inner city. Probably about another $15.
And then how many years service before they can draw with full retirement?
25.
That's not a bad deal.
Are you kidding me?
It's not a
bad
deal.
You country bumpkin, you are kidding me. There's no way.
What do you think Columbiana County Sheriff's paying an entry-level deputy?
Again, Columbiana County is not Youngstown City.
Why is it?
Because our crime rate is a little bit different.
You haven't been to East Liverpool, have you?
Again, our crime rate is...
Who do you think spends all their time in East Liverpool helping the Columbiana County Sheriff's Department?
Do you understand that inner city crime is not suburban rural crime?
What do you think East Liverpool is? East Liverpool is just as bad as Youngstown.
It's not.
It's the same thing.
It is not the same thing.
It is.
How?
Ask the sheriff and the head of East Liverpool.
Are you kidding?
Yes, it's the same thing.
No, it's not the same thing.
It's the same thing. They've got the same exact problems. The same
but not
exact
as many.
Resolved
We've got
problems.
68,000 people. Are you kidding? Right now, at least in East Liverpool, you can build a house.
I don't know if you can in the city limits.
But
I really
you can
don't.
In Youngstown. And for us to pay $15 an hour... As a matter of fact, I think I can go to Target or Walmart, and they're getting to start paying $15 an hour. I can go there and not ruin my life, not chase
but you don't
bad
have
people.
Any, but you don't have
not,
any future.
But I do as a law enforcement officer if I get shot at $15 an hour. Insult.
When was the last time a police officer got shot in Youngstown?
Hasn't been that long. We haven't had no one to get killed. But Sticks, you can't do that. That's just country. That's just country thinking. The country is not the city. And East Liverpool is not a city.
Yes, it is.
It is not a city. East Liverpool is a suburb of country. What are you looking up?
Michael Hartzell was the last one, I think.
That was in 2004?
Three.
Okay.
Three.
$15 an hour is not enough for entry
level.
It
depends how long they stay there.
They can't.
If that's the entry level wage for a year, and then
no,
it starts.
No, it's not a year. It's longer than a year.
You need to get the FOP.
That's
in
what
there.
I'm trying to say.
Because I find that very hard that you sit at $15 an hour for 10 years and never get a raise.
I'm just saying it may not be 10 years. But
and how long does it take you to make sergeant?
If
you got people quitting right and left, you ought to be moving up the ladder pretty fast.
No, no, no. You're not quitting right and left because remember you got a test, and they're not quitting when you get sergeant. They're quitting the patrolmen, the people that are on the street, the people that are answering the calls. They're actually going to other areas because they pay more. $26 an hour is for in Akron. That's $10 an hour, $11 an hour. That's a big pay raise. $15 an hour is an insult to our law enforcement. I don't care how you slice it. You can go be a secretary for $15 an hour and not catch a bullet, not deal with the headache and go home at night. Now, don't get me wrong. They get to do side work. But they should not have to overwork. And we don't pay our teachers. That's just not right. And you're trying to tell me that it is? You're trying to tell me that's enough.
We pay teachers just fine.
Are you kidding?
Salary range for a police officer in Youngstown, 48.7 to 56.8.
Is enough?
The average law enforcement police, the average police officer salary in Youngstown is 52.1.
The average, that takes in everybody, not just entry level. Remember, you want to recruit the best and the brightest.
It says right here, 48.7 is the entry level.
No, that's not right. Now, it may be with overtime, but I shouldn't have to work overtime to live. You listen to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. The call-in number here is 516-595-8258. $15 an hour is not enough to pay law enforcement for me to call them to ask them to take a bullet. We'll be right back. That includes overtime. That's not right. How the South will know. Ooh, that's nice. Okay, I finally got it up.
What's that?
I need for you to make me. Can you make me a box?
What
out
kind of
some,
a box?
It's just a box out of some thin wood, like some. I'll even bring you some wood. I think.
Oh, just tell me what you need.
I'll just show you.
All right. I got to bring a lock for that door too.
You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440, and our call number is 516-595-8258. I've got Styx Lloyd Burt in the studio with me, and I was talking about the police department. He and I disagree. I'm sorry, Styx.
I would have to see. I would have to see how fast they move. The pay level moves up.
It doesn't move up fast, and I'll get Rick in here. We're going to do that because
how many people did you say were in Youngstown?
I think it's 62. I said 68, but I think we're down about 62 now.
No, there's only 64,000 people in the whole county.
No, that's wrong. Well, I don't know what you're listening, watching. There's 60, we have 100-some thousand people in Mahoning County. We have about 170. We may have 200,000 people in Mahoning County.
Okay, then.
I don't know what you're watching, but
what I'm looking at here is payscale.com.
Everything on the internet is not right.
I'm looking at payscale.com.
I don't care where you're looking. We have 62, because Boardman has 68. Boardman is, I think, the largest population in the county now.
I stand correct.
You've got about, we've got 100, I think we've got 150,000 voters that are registered, and not everybody's registered to vote. Hey, listen, Styx, you wrote we have a board on the wall that we try to put together, and he's got this green thing. Who are you going to vote for in the primary next year?
Donald Trump.
Okay. So who are the Dems going to put up?
I don't know. They got 18 on there. Oh, they got 18 now, and they're going to be up to 20
because
you got Mayor Pete hasn't officially announced yet. The guy from Indiana, and then you've got Biden hasn't officially entered yet, and now
so you're talking about officially entered.
Now 18. Yeah, now and or imitates life. Oh man, why? I'm having a brain fart. The actor that plays Donald Trump on Saturday Night Live. He says he's getting in now.
That would be fun.
Because he makes a promise he can win. He says
Alec Baldwin.
Yeah.
Alec Baldwin. That would be fun. I would enjoy that. Can you see Alec Baldwin on the stage?
Well, Hannity's got a thing where Hannity made him a deal. He bet Hannity that anybody could do talk radio. And Hannity's got a recording of him sitting down to do talk radio all by himself on Saturday evening in New York City.
Ooh.
No callers.
Ooh.
And people have never done this.
Ooh.
You try talking to yourself for an hour, let alone three.
What are you trying to say, Sticks?
It's miserable to do this job without two of us here.
What do you mean?
And you know it.
I don't know what you're talking about. I do it all the time.
No, I know.
I don't know what you're talking about. It is just fun. People think all you do is talk. Do you know how you have to read, know, do, walk, and actually, you know, you have to. It's a craft. It's more than people think.
Oh, absolutely. It's a learned skill. I mean.
And I'm learning, like, getting in
and
out.
And now, especially since we don't have control of our own board, we can't hide.
Oh, no.
Because when I would do it at the other place, I would hide behind sound clips. And
yeah.
I would find videos
and
little things.
No, we can't do that now.
I can't do that no more.
Yes, we can.
We can?
Yeah, we can.
Okay, well, you're going to have to teach me how to do that.
No. I'm not teaching you how to do that because you can't play.
Cause I gotta,
you
I gotta,
can't play Sean Hannity for the whole show, Sticks.
No, I didn't. Don't do that. I found off-the-wall stuff that people didn't hear other places.
Yeah.
I did. If I knew I was going to be alone, I found the stuff ahead of time. But I got to give Janice Dean, the weather lady on Fox News, you were out one time, everybody was gone, and she had a kid's book. She stayed with me for an hour just because she knew I was alone. I got to give that woman credit because she could have left in like 15 minutes after she plugged her book. And I mentioned I was alone here all by myself, and she stuck with me through the breaks and everything for 3 hours.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I got to give her. I mean, she is just a wonderful
person. Did
she send
her a paycheck or something or what?
No, she just hung on with me and we talked and we had a good time on the phone. She's a wonderful lady. Wonderful lady.
I'm out. Actually, we're going to go out and start searching for guest co-hosts. You know, it is Tracy and Friends, and we're trying to find a new name. But y'all didn't like the Romper Room.
Yeah, I think there's a. Yeah, I know. I think there's a copyright issue there.
There's not if you put Tracy in front of it. I mean,
Tracy's Insane Asylum.
That would be good. That would be good because
Tracy's Nut House.
No, in Tracy's mind.
Ooh, all 15 of y'all at once. did you hear? We were talking about crime earlier.
Yeah.
Cleveland, Ohio.
Yes.
Is the second most burgled city in the United States now.
Ooh. Let me ask you this, Sticks. Are things financially better or worse?
Oh, they're much better. Everybody.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Now, hold on.
Okay.
Why do you say everybody?
Because wages are rising.
No.
Wages are rising. Blue collar and entry level wages are rising
not
faster than
here.
White collar. Yes, they are.
No, let me say this to you. What's going on here? Remember, we've lost a lot of jobs.
And we've also lost a lot of population to go with it.
No, and but with the population lost, the jobs that we've lost, we are feeling the retailers here are feeling the ripple effect of the jobs lost. And we also remember the tax cuts. I believe inside the tax cuts, they did something with the earned income credit. Is that what it's called? Or the child income credit? Which one is it?
The child credit went up.
Okay, so it's the earned income credit.
Because the average person, while most are not getting a larger refund, they're getting bigger paychecks every week.
Okay, so now let's go back to the refund part. Let me tell you what's going on right now. Americans have had a bad habit of using their return as their savings plan.
Right.
And that's when the, and so
they've been giving the government a zero interest loan.
That's correct.
For years.
That's correct. And because of bad money management and doing so, we have to realize that right now people are hurting, and so are retailers, because people are not getting the monies back on their return.
But they spent it during the year.
But they didn't spend it in bulk. So people that do home improvement, you know, they spring home improvement, that new garage door you wanted to get, they did not realize more money in their check meant a smaller return. And what they've done is now they can't go get that garage door.
But on the other hand, the Red Lobster around the corner did better because he had an extra $50 in his paycheck and he went to Red Lobster all year.
But that's a problem, because Red Lobster doesn't affect pretty too much locally. Because remember, most of your restaurants are not franchises; they're corporately owned outside of your area. So if you're not helping mom and pop diner, you're really not helping the local economy.
Well, all the employees there are all local.
Yeah, but
so so if a waitress is getting bigger tips,
she's not getting bigger tips. She's not getting bigger tips, because remember, we tax the tips.
Well,
and not everybody tips.
That's why a lot of places are going to
guaranteed hour.
Either guaranteed wage or they just tax so much on your bills and automatic gratuity. Period.
I haven't seen that yet, but I do know that, because I was talking yesterday, and they were saying that people are having a very, very difficult time, owners of businesses right now, because the tax returns are so low.
I don't know. The people I deal with are all busier than one-armed paper hangers. All the tradesmen, all the plumbers, electricians, carpenters, everybody I know. Let's put it this way: all the good guys, all the good dependable guys, are all so busy they can't see straight.
But also, Styx, you're in a different economy. Let me say this to you. Yes, no, you're in the Alliance.
Yeah, Alliance isn't much different than Youngstown.
No, that's not true. We don't have a Walmart. We don't have. I cannot buy a shirt, a dress in Youngstown City.
No, you have to go to Boardman or
which means,
Eastwood.
Okay, so you have to understand Youngstown City.
Okay.
Youngstown City. You guys, Hubbard, Ohio, where I'm from, their city has more commerce going on than Youngstown City.
Okay, and why is that?
Because
there's got to be a reason that there's no business in Youngstown.
Because Youngstown is the highest concentration, one of the highest concentrations of poverty in the nation.
But what else do they have?
Low unemployment. We have the highest unemployment in all, I believe.
But what else do they have?
We have the.
Do they have the highest taxes of any of the municipalities in the area?
Oh, in the state.
Okay. Do they have the highest? Do they have the highest regulatory body of any municipality in the area?
Probably so.
In other words, if I want to put a deck on my house and I live in Boardman, how many permits do I have to get compared to Youngstown?
Come back here. Come back to Youngstown.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, Boardman is a township.
No, there's Boardman City too.
No. Boardman's a township. Please, Boardman is not incorporated as a city. Boardman is a township.
Well, then why hasn't Youngstown, annexed them yet?
City.
Why hasn't Youngstown annexed them yet? That's how Alliance keeps gaining revenue, is they keep annexing. Every time somebody builds a large business outside of the city limits, they just annex it.
Our problem is about 30, 40, 50 years ago, they did not annex for the water. See, Columbus annexed for water, so if you wanted Columbus water, you had to annex to Columbus. Youngstown just sold the water. So you have our water, but you don't. But you're not annexed to it.
But so does Alliance.
And I don't believe you can annex.
Yes, you can.
No. No, not the way that it's structured.
Yes, the Alliance just – there was a big –
Alliance,
there,
you cannot there
was
compare.
A big, yes, I can. But this is state law. This has nothing to do with it. Alliance just annexed a large part of Lexington Township. Just did it within the last year, 2 years, because there was a large concentration of businesses there along a piece of Main Street that was still part of Lexington Township, and they took them in. Because I have property – my house is in Lexington Township, but I have Alliance City Water. I pay them a water bill.
I don't believe that this.
Yes,
I'm trying to tell you that I believe that there is somewhere along. They just can't annex you because they want to.
Yes, they can.
No, they can't do that. If they could have done that, we would have annexed the whole. Because we have Austintown, we have Boardman, Poland, Canfield. We would have annexed all of them to the.
Yeah, and I'll bet you they've already incorporated themselves.
No, And now, Canfield is a city and a township. Austintown is still a township. Austintown is growing. Myers went to Austintown. Myers did not come to Youngstown City. And remember, we now have competition with Aqua Water. So listen, we're going to be right back. You listen to Tracy and Friends here on WHTC.
And when I get back, we're going to explain this annexation thing.
Hey, we'll be right back. You listen to Tracy and Friends, and we'll see you on the other side of my break. Hey, Jeff.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. Welcome to Tracy and Friends. It's finally working without a good sound. Hey, Josh, does Jeff sound good? Can you hear him? Good.
Hey, hey, hey.
Because Jeff is calling in from, and I need to make sure the phone lines are working right. So, Jeff, we can't just annex Austintown, can we? I don't think so. I need to check with.
Yep.
Huh?
Yep.
We could just.
Yep.
So why
I wanted to answer it on air.
So
absolutely
yeah.
Annex them, and they should have.
So why have we not done that?
Because of the political fight it would cause.
What political fight?
Well, we'll
talk about it on the air.
Exactly.
We'll talk about it on the air. Can you hear Jeff? Okay. We'll talk about it on the air. We need a mayor with balls.
Unless they've already incorporated.
They're not incorporated. Portman or Austintown are incorporated. They're both townships. Do we serve Austintown, Jeff, with water, or is that Aqua Ohio?
Have the order whenever you're ready.
Absolutely, Austintown. Medium hot decaf, 4 sugar, 3 cream.
Medium hot decaf, 4 sugar, 3 cream. Anything else to go with that?
Nope.
$1.99.
Well,
I'll ask Sandy.
I'll remind you of something when we get back on the air.
Okay. Warp is on. It is a wonderful day, everybody. Let's do it.
I turned the air conditioning on. Maybe I didn't turn it on. I just turned the thermostat.
Do something. We need to do something. Because I'm having a hot flash, and it's hot.
All right, you back?
Not yet.
Why can't I ever find it?
Hold on. Well, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ, and I guess I don't know everything. I may be wrong. Jeff is on the phone. Jeff called in, and good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Now, I was talking to you during the break, and you tell me that they can absolutely annex?
Absolutely. They need to.
So why haven't they done that?
Because you had a political situation with the fathers of Boardman and some of the fathers of Austintown where they didn't think it was going to be worth their while to annex because Jay Williams considered it. Or at least people considered it around him, and yes, they should annex, and they should annex from Meridian Road up to Raccoon, and they should annex Boardman up to Indianola Road.
But
change the dynamic of the school system, yep. Everything.
Well, now, like in the case of Alliance, for example, with the annexations, that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to change your school system, because there are parts of the city of Alliance where the children still go to. They still go to Marlington.
Let me ask this: so if I annex all the way to Southern Park Mall, can I do that?
Well, you have a hard time doing that.
Why?
would be so great you might not be able to afford it.
What fight?
Fight.
Right. What
fight? It's going to be challenged in court. See, you already give them water, so they cannot. They have to come out. Aqua Ohio is nobody's competition. That's the worst water. I think I'd rather dig a hole in Africa and have a well water than have their water, in my opinion. In my opinion. So they're not really competition. They don't have the infrastructure. They don't have a lot of things that they need. And they're giving you a lake water that, you know, is pretty rough.
Wait a minute. They're giving you lake water that's got bodies in it.
It could be. There's no doubt.
So my question
it
to
could
you,
be.
So sticks.
Oh, your county, according to this, your county commissioners have to approve it.
Oh, then that would never happen.
Says grant or deny.
There you go.
Annexation petition within 30 days of the closing hearing.
Never happened. Never happened. Now, Jeff, if...
Oh, I don't know.
Now, hold on. If we're waiting on the county commissioners here in Mahoning Valley to approve annexation all the way up to you said Indianola Avenue, right? And all
yeah,
the way to...
Indianola Road, I think they should do it.
Right.
But here's the thing. Just withhold that water. Okay? Withhold that water. You won't have too much of a hauler if
well,
you do a little bit
can't.
At a time.
Yeah, but they can't do that. And I'll tell you why. Because
yes, they can. Yes, they can.
No, they
we own the water.
Hold
yes, they own it.
Hold
Jeff,
on.
Jeff, yes, they can. And here's why. Because the city of Alliance, when the pottery closed, they had sent water lines out of town, and they annexed all them people, and they fought it in court, and the city of Sebring lost. And the reason they lost was because Ken Cardinal was the attorney on it. And the reason they lost was the same reason a landlord could not shut off the water to a tenant. It was called a constructive annexation, because according to the law, it says there has to be a general good test, which the general good of the territory proposed to be annexed will be served, and the benefits to the territory proposed to be annexed and the surrounding area will outweigh the detriments to the territory proposed to be annexed and the surrounding area if the annexation petition is granted. Simply increasing your income tax revenue, which is what Sebring was after, does not meet that test.
Well, once again...
I would like to see if we can do that, because if you look at what's going on, Youngstown has a financial deficit. We do not have retail, and we need to expand. The only thing is, as our expand, we need to have a plan. Is there a plan, Jeff?
Well, unfortunately, the short-sighted people here don't have a really good plan. I think that there are some people that had their own plan. And they may be in trouble right now because they tried to implement it a little bit too fast. But I'll say they most definitely can. Once the water lines are run, you cannot take them back. That's true. But in the case of the casino, which was going to want to use our water, then that was your issue. That was. They could have withheld running those lines out to that casino. The casino
yes.
would just have to do well, which I think that's what they did.
So why
yeah.
didn't we annex the casino to the city?
You can't do it after the fact, like Stick said. But before
okay,
the fact,
so
you can.
So why didn't we do it before?
Yeah, they could have annexed that land into the city before that casino was built.
So why
Absolutely.
Didn't they do that?
And then it could have,
Don't
they
you
could
remember
have taken
the big fight Jay was having?
That was about Jez. Jez is not annexation, is it?
And well, that's what the casino was supposed to be, a Jez, Joint Economic Development District.
And it speaks,
and
right, it speaks about
they,
that in this. Sorry, Jeff.
Yeah,
this
I'm sorry.
Thing
go ahead.
I'm reading here talks about those. Yes, it's absolutely. That falls under that clause I just read a minute ago.
So let me ask this: are we doing that which is expedient? Or are we doing that which is comfortable when it comes to governance locally? Because
right now, the city of Youngstown is hurting financially as well as economically, where as far as job-wise, all that, we're hurting. And we need to have a long-term plan that's going to catapult us to be successful, because we have the largest geographical piece of land in the county, but we're not utilizing it, and we are bringing the whole county down. Why are we not planning for success for this piece of land mass?
Well, you made a statement just now that wasn't true.
What?
You said we're bringing the whole county down. No, not at all.
Because in some aspects, Jeff, when it comes to the numbers, when it comes to economic development, Mahoning Valley, the reason why we are still a vacuum, we're not getting anywhere, we're not going anywhere, is because of Youngstown City. You got to understand.
Well, there's
right
no doubt about that.
Because of the economics of Youngstown City, the population of Youngstown City not being able to contribute to the surrounding areas, it's bringing everything else down. You can't have that many people and that large piece of land mass and it be unproductive.
But why isn't Mahoning County doing things like Stark County is? Stark County is building what they call SARTA, Stark Area Regional Transit. And right now, if you live in Inner City Alliance, you don't have any problem catching a bus and going clear to Louisville if you want to go to Louisville shopping and be at home, and it's not a all day event.
But see, my problem is it's not.
There's buses running past my house every 30 minutes, 24 hours a day.
I don't need a bus. I don't need a bus to come in. I need a place to go. I need a grocery store.
You're missing my point.
You're missing my point. I need a grocery store.
Yeah, exactly.
You understand? You understand? I don't want a bus to go to Boardman to get to the grocery store. I need a grocery store in the city, somewhere. At least
Tracy.
I have Sparkle, and it's lopsided, but they got great chicken. Fried chicken. Good.
They do not want a grocery store in the city
because
they get one, they abuse it.
So tell me again, how do you build when the quality of life issues that you need, you don't have a cleaner, you don't have a grocery store?
Jeff just hit on a good point, though. And I've noticed this about Youngstown. Youngstown especially, and the fingers go out this week or in the surrounding area. You don't play ball with the people that pay. And the people who want to feather their beds, you're not going to be in business. And they don't care who they walk on. These people that are getting their beds feathered, and they don't care who they destroy or who they walk on, and what community suffers as long as they get their beds feathered.
Think about this, and I Youngstown State. You know, we know that Northside closed. Northside Hospital closed, and St. Elizabeth Hospital is still open, and they put an urgent care on Sixth Avenue. Inside of the campus. You understand how close St. Eve is from Youngstown State University. You can walk. But you don't have it in other areas. Remember, we are the quality of service issues, the jobs, the economic development. We do not have a plan. We're not going anywhere locally. So when you talk about water and annexation, why have we not done that?
Well, once again, the fight would have been too great.
The fight would have been too great.
Does Austin Town have an income tax?
No. Townships can't have income taxes, I don't think.
Yes. Well, school districts can. I don't know about townships.
But not townships.
Why not?
Check on that ORC.
Cities can.
And Youngstown City has one of the highest income tax rates.
I don't think cities are allowed to have real estate taxes.
Oh, no, we have real estate taxes.
No, over and above what the county assesses.
Oh, probably not. But can anybody?
People in the township can vote for assessments on their real estate taxes, so I'm sure cities can too. But if you're already broke, who's going to vote to raise your taxes by enough? Because I'm paying an extra $10 a license plate for road maintenance in my township.
We're doing that also. Then it's going to go up. I actually went to pay two years, so I didn't have to pay next year. So I could save the $10, I paid for 2 years.
And you're praying your car doesn't get totaled?
Right.
Because if your car gets totaled and you got to go get a new car, you could transfer on that.
Can't transfer? Okay.
Yeah, you can transfer the plate. You just can't. If for some reason you couldn't transfer that place, you're just out of luck.
But Youngstown City. I don't even know if we have a comprehensive plan for Mahoning County or for Youngstown City. And the reason why I say this is because when I look at what's going on over at the White Whale, which is the Southside Renaissance Center, which is in the city of Youngstown, it's not growing.
The White Whale.
It's the White Whale. It eats, but it does not produce. Come on now. That thing is sucking up county money like left and right, whether we want to acknowledge it or not, and it's still not 100% developed. I bet you it's not 50% occupied. The whole building should have never been bought.
What you need to do is cut your taxes and cut your regulations and get out of the way, and people will come and do business in Youngstown. Cut your tax rates.
Yes, they will.
I don't think
no,
cut
you
10%
cut
income tax.
Yep. Yeah, let me ask this: if we were to cut our income tax, would that attract companies to come back into the city? Would they come? Will they come back to the city?
I paid city income tax. I paid city income tax to Youngstown for a lot of years. Never lived in this town. You know why? Because I lived in an unincorporated township in Columbiana County that didn't have one. So I got paid. So I paid 2% of everything I earned to Youngstown and never got nothing for it.
You did get something for it.
What did I get?
You rode on my roads. We let you drive on my roads. Leave me alone.
Didn't my company pay real estate taxes?
That's not the point. That goes to.
Didn't my company pay a water bill?
That goes to the water. We're not allowed to commingle funds with the water. People are going to jail for that now. Hey.
There's ways to do that.
I know, and they're going to jail right now. They are indicted for taking money out the water fund and making economic development choices, which in some aspects I think is a bad idea.
I think that goes back to a discussion that you had off the air about people just not doing things the right way. Because there's way to take water money. There's way – oh, yeah, because – Because I sat in a meeting with the safety director in Alliance, and he said, I'll take all the people. He says, I really don't care who's in the city. I just want to sell them water.
Selling water, but see, our water department, my understanding, is very profitable. The problem is you can't take profitable water money and make it for economic development. And I don't know why that is, if the city owns the water, why you can't take what's profitable and actually make it to where it's going to benefit the county instead of just going into the
infrastructure. I'm sure you can. You just got to know how to do it.
But then we also in Youngstown have another problem called sewer. You're talking to Tracy and friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. The call-in number is 516-595-8258. Should Youngstown do something better, and should Mahoning County be better at what it does? We'll be right back. When I come back, I'm going to do a Window World.
Okay. Now, that was a good conversation. If anybody was listening.
They're listening. They're not calling. Stop talking from the rich man and giving it to the poor. That's called theft.
What?
Someone says, stop taking from the rich man and giving it to the poor. That's called theft. It's a sin. Good luck, Vorp. Good luck squandering. I don't have my glasses on. They're in that room. And this is not far enough away.
Stop taking from the rich man and giving it to the poor. That's called theft. It's a sin. God luck squaring things with God.
Okay.
I thought he was a crazy progressive guy. Or
I don't remember.
Well, yep. For a
you have appeared Department of Justice.
DOJ works for the president. He's not. It's not a fourth branch of government.
Say that.
DOJ works for the president. It's not the fourth branch of government.
Okay.
Remember. Yeah. They keep hollering about this is a political thing. We touched on that earlier.
But this is, and when I come back, I'm going to talk about that.
Need 3 hours.
We got to get a better show. When we get a better show, get the sponsors. I promise you, if we get the sponsors, get some callers and get a better show, they will give us 9 hours. The more money we make, the more money we make. And we can do it. We can just get into it. Be here when we're here and prepare before we get here.
if you want me to produce, if you want me to produce the Tuesday show and have stuff ahead of time, we'll mail it to you.
Could you do that?
Okay.
And start with our authors again on Friday for me.
Yep.
Because
I got a guy.
Go back up. Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440, and our calling number here is 516-595-8258. I'm Tracy Winbush. Lloyd Stix-Burt is with me. It looks like Jeff is on the phone, and we want you to be on the phone with us. We're brought to you by Window World of Youngstown. It's owned by the Moran family, and they have been around for a number of years. They're located at 8077 Boulevard right here in Bourbon, and you can call 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW.
What was that?
You know, Jeff probably burped.
I don't know, but I want to hear the music again because you're over there bopping around like all happy.
I can't hear it, can't.
No, I can't hear the music.
Sorry.
I want to hear the music again.
You can't hear the music.
We need the we actually do need the music to get the timing better.
What timing?
You know, we were just discussing doing a better shot. Better.
Look, see, there's a clock on the wall. How many? I have three clocks on the wall.
Yeah, that's to go out, but we don't know when you're coming in.
Yeah, you do.
No, we don't.
You watch me. Follow the bouncing ball. You remember when we were kids? I haven't seen that in years.
That was more Romper Room, I think.
That wasn't Romper Room.
Hey, was there a local guy in Youngstown? Like every town had like a local kids guy in the morning. You know, it was a tugboat guy was in Pittsburgh because where I grew up, we watched a lot of Pittsburgh TV because we could get Pittsburgh.
No, I don't remember that.
Pittsburgh, Cleveland. So there was Captain
Kangaroo.
That was a national show. But you had a local guy, a local guy in Pittsburgh, and you had a local guy in Cleveland.
You know, I love progress, but I hate that we have progressed to nothing.
Well, everything's national. We don't have any local flavor because I remember the tugboat guy in Pittsburgh. He talked about Pittsburgh and he talked about the stuff that was going on in Pittsburgh and he talked about, hey kids, get your mom and dad to take you to the zoos this weekend because the giraffe's going to have a baby or whatever.
The problem that I find with television now and broadcast now, not that it's not local, it's not safe.
It's not sane.
That's not sane either, but it's not safe. I have a problem that I can't, if I have a child and I don't have one, thank God. You know, the Bible says that we're going to come to a day that people are going to be happy that they're barren. I'm so glad I didn't have children because I really wanted you to know. It would be so difficult now. Because you almost have to watch the children's cartoon before you let the child watch the cartoon,
right?
So that you can know what the child is watching,
right?
And it should not
well,
be.
Well, you know,
hold on, six. I got a caller. 881. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jason.
Hey, how you doing, sweetheart?
Good morning.
Morning. How you doing?
All right. To answer your question, the guy's name was Barney Bean.
Who's Barney Bean?
Okay.
That's right.
Who is Barney B? I'm not as old as you guys.
I got my Cub Scout. I got my Cub Scout troop kicked off the show.
He's right.
Who is Barney B?
Barney B used to draw those pictures of your initials.
He asked us to tell him a joke, and I was the only one raising my hand. I told an all-color joke, and they went, cut, go to commercial.
And his name was, I don't remember, Bernie Bean must have been before me.
He could take your initials and make a picture out of it.
Well, they used to do that in school.
Well, I understand that what he did.
It's funny you said that. I haven't seen that happen in a long time. You remember those when they used to take your initials and make photos out of them, make pictures out of them, Six?
Sorry. They didn't do that when we had cops.
But you guys took owls and make pictures out of them?
We played cow drop bingo.
What is cow drop bingo?
You build it. You put a bingo thing out on the fairgrounds, on a racetrack, and then you lead cows around, and wherever they drop, that's what your bingo card is.
Whoa.
It's a huge fundraiser for the 4-H and the FFA. People pay big money.
Hold on.
They do donkey basketball in Youngstown?
No.
Oh, you didn't do donkey basketball. That was so fun.
Is that like 3-on-3?
No, you bring donkeys in and you get they bring a team with them. No, usually it's two volunteer teams. You get like the policemen playing against the school teachers, but they have to play basketball riding donkeys in the gym, in the school gym. It raises lots of money, man. It's hilarious.
I think that's called animal cruelty.
They make them dribble.
They make donkeys
dribble? The person has to dribble at least once while he's carrying the ball while he's on a donkey's back. And they don't have no saddles. Oh, it's hilarious. Oh, yeah. You haven't lived till you went to a donkey basketball game.
You know, that would be insane. Woo! Jeff, I think that ought to be a new fundraiser. We're going to do donkey basketball.
He must be pretty popular because he came up on my Google search, Barney Bean.
I'm moving it over here.
I'm serious. Can you see us at South Fieldhouse with a bunch of – how many people are on the team sticks?
Five on five.
Five donkeys?
Five donkeys.
Do the donkeys fight?
No.
10 donkeys.
But it's
donkeys
hilarious.
Don't fight.
They're very
passive.
You got 10 donkeys on a basketball court with 10 people?
Yeah, on the back of the donkey. Oh, it's hilarious. Absolutely. You'll get people will pay $20 a ticket to go watch their school teachers ride a donkey and play basketball.
That would be hilarious. I would love to see a celebrity donkey local basketball game here at the Covelli Center, brought to you by Tracy and Friends. What do you think?
I don't think you'd get it at the Covelli Center, but I bet you we could get one.
They've
even got rules.
I gotta go. You listen to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. We're done for the day. God bless you. Have an enjoyable day. Spring is here, and it's absolutely fabulous. We'll be back tomorrow, me, Jeff, and Dr. Hill. If you want to get in touch with us, please give us a call at 330-720-0000. God bless you, and have a wonderful afternoon. Thanks, Josh.
There you go, Tracy.